There it is. God bless you all. Hope everyone's feeling good tonight. You're staying hopeful. You're logically thinking things through. All right. God bless. Precious Freedom says, we always look forward to Bernie's show. Thank you. That's good. You know, it's work. But I get the big picture. I get what's happening. I don't need anyone. You know, I get it. And it's an honor in this moment. I want to, with all that said, right, I want to welcome all the patriots that are watching on DLive, the recorded version, and the live crowd that's right here on DLive, right? And I want to welcome everyone, all the patriots on Rumble, and, you know, the Foxhole crowd, Pill.net. God bless you all, wherever you may be, and, you know, whether it's BitChute, you know, or whether it's, you know, Gab TV or Odyssey, wherever you may be. God bless you. Thank you. Come on board for tonight. All right. So, somebody says, looking forward to a Trump Merry Christmas. All right. Folks, I want to begin tonight. What do I want to talk about tonight? Just kidding. Well, we're seeing this complete destruction of the United States. That is a good thing when you understand logically what is happening, right? We've been saying that. We also going to examine tonight that we are in this timeless box, I was thinking today. Yeah, this box, no time. The virus is forever. There's no, like, realistic time sequence. These people, the virus already left over a year ago. This no big deal, not 99% virus. But these demons are so deep into this that if you are still watching TV and you need entertainment in your life, given this over-the-top movie that we were watching, God help you. All right? And, you know, we're going to take a look at quite a spectrum of stories today. Maybe we'll try to move quickly. And I'll remind everyone that I will be on tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern, as usual. Maybe we'll do some questions tomorrow. If you want to, you know, have a real question, we don't have a moderator for now. But, you know, just throw your questions out. Get them ready tomorrow. We'll look at some, you know, we'll see what happens. And then, of course, I will be taking Friday. I will not go live on Friday or Sunday. So be aware of that. Okay, folks, to begin with tonight, I want to put this story out because it's an insult to all of our intelligence. It is a joke. It's the enemy, like, you know, they're sort of, what's the word I want? They're like, it's they're purposely, I guess there's a masochistic component to what they're doing. They want you to suffer. I think I'm using the right word. They want you to suffer, and they want to laugh at you. And they want to mentally, you know, there's the part of the enemy that they are aggressively trolling, trying to troll us. So this story is meaningless. But I want to throw it out to remind people that this is pure, yeah, there it is. Thank you, Seven Quinn, saying sadistic. And this is a sadistic, psychologically sadistic story. It is completely made up out of thin air, this demonic, I mean, this is one of the ugliest between Richard here. By the way, no, I don't play around. This is Richard. Between Richard and our little gorilla friend, right, Maxine Waters, between the two of them, I mean, you decide who's the ugliest human being on the planet. Because here it is, people. Richard, the transgender demon, that they're both, again, people, like I said, this is a sadistic, they are deliberately elevating this basically, this beast. These are people that are, I mean, this could be one of the beasts from the Book of Revelation. They're deliberately lifting this guy up. I mean, come on, people. Official Richard Levine named what? First ever female. Yeah, right. 4-star admiral in Public Health Corp. Like, what did I just read? What is this? Like, this doesn't happen. Why do we need to elevate this clown, tranny, pro-pedophilia demon? This is a demon, people. This guy is, I'm saying it right now, this person is completely demon-possessed, which is why this guy is right up there with Maxine. This has got to be the two ugliest people on the planet. But I don't want to waste ammunition. Guy, I know what you guys are thinking. Bernie, don't waste ammunition on Richard. I get it. But this guy, Rick, they're elevating, and they're making a big deal out of this. What is this? But the other thing is, people, they are protecting the vaccine. Excuse me. Yeah, the vaccine too. The virus operation, which we're going to get back to the virus operation. Because they are doubling and tripling down. Again, they are losing the narrative on the vaccine. And I believe they're rolling out this Trojan horse, this surgeon, former Trump Surgeon General. I believe that this guy's a Trojan horse 100%. I'm going to prove it to you tonight. All right. So with that said, yeah, let's begin. That was not part of tonight's show. Not in my mind, at least. I'm just asking people, don't be fooled by these clown shows that they're staging. Giving this guy this promotion. What promotion? Because if he was normal, white, male, he would not get the promotion. But because he's a psychiatric white male, boom. All right. And then we have this. Let's move on, right? Let's get down to business, folks. This is another one. This is, by the way, anyone new to this channel, this is about psychology and spirituality as much as anything else. We read through the enemy. The enemy standing here. We look through the enemy. And we read on this channel the reality, the spiritual reality and the psychological situation. Because that allows us to be 10 steps ahead of the enemy and way ahead of anybody else. This channel is about top of the line perspective based on logic and reason. You're going to get it. What is happening now? You're going to get what happened in 2018, 2017, 2019, 2020. You're going to get it. We cover all the topics. This is the first channel that covered the virus operation back in January, February, March of last year. From the beginning, we called it the 99% virus. You come to this channel, you're going 100 guaranteed. Yeah, maybe, you know, we'll start the Truth and RTV guarantee, cutting edge status. Meaning that if you come to this channel, you're not going to lose too many arguments, people. I don't think you're going to lose any arguments. If you actually come to this channel, take notes and, you know, follow what I'm saying. You're always going to be ahead. That's the way this works for now. And that's because of God. I have nothing. When God says, Bernie, it's over. You're done with this. I'm going to say, yes, master. Boom. And I'll be like, goodbye. And I'll be done. But until that happens, folks, take notes. We're going to be cutting edge. So here we go. With this story, here it is, people. Whenever the pressure builds up for the stupid old man that couldn't get 10 people in the room, and they say... I mean, a lot of people were saying this weekend, that why Biden hasn't even done a real interview with the American people. Whenever that happens, what does he do? Every time. I wish I could read all your comments. But, folks, this is like the third time that the stupid old man is going for another CNN town hall. Yeah, where's my, you know, hold on, folks. You know. I got to use the laughing track because I got to save my voice. Pay attention, folks. Nobody does a billion town hall. What is it with the CNN town hall thing? So I want people to see the big picture. When you are watching from a surveillance plane, you're looking down at the big picture because we followed for years Trump's back channel and then it all leaked into Truth and RTV. You know, we can see the big picture. You can laugh at this, people. This is what this is. This is a replacement staged another CNN town hall. There it is, people. His third with the ratings challenged. Folks, I mean, I want people to understand we're talking about this stupid old man. He walks away from the reporters all the time, right? He goes to meet with foreign leaders, and while he's meeting with them, he's bashing the reporters. This is the most untransparent Marxist temporary regime. Like I said, people, 272 days into this regime. We're going to count each day till the bitter end. End of story. And we're going to have a big celebration on the final day of this regime. I'm saying it right now on this channel. We have some huge celebrations coming up on this channel. But anyway, folks, I want you to see the big picture. These running away from the American people, and to make up for this, Hussein's on the phone, the deep state, they're giving him his instruction. Boom! But aren't you guys worried that Bernie and others are going to realize that we're doing way too many of these CNN town halls? Don't worry, do it anyway. Click. That is how this works, people. So they have no embarrassment. This is shameful that he's going to go to CNN. And again, people, this is the lowest rating network. And they're still doing it. All right, you guys get it. Let's move on, right? And then I'm just going to go through some stuff. Everybody's talking about this. Let's throw this on the table. Biden regime caught shipping underage migrants to New York State in the dead of the night. We talked about these late night operations, right? Months ago, right? Right, the Tennessee senator, what's her name? She came out and said, you know what? That's what they're doing. They're flying in these people into Tennessee. This is a major evil child trafficking, human trafficking operation. Again, people, this is a hardcore criminal regime. That is why I know that bright days are ahead. Come on, guys. This is a laughably hardcore criminal regime working with the terrorists of the cartels that should have been carpet bombed, but Trump didn't do it. That's another thing Trump didn't do. Again, people, if you look at all the things Trump didn't do, it's laughable. Obviously, the Patriots are in control. I mean, no normal regime, no normal administration that loves America like Trump does would not have carpet bombed all these clowns and labeled Antifa terrorists, all this stuff, obvious. But the fact that he didn't should excite you logically. All right. So anyway, think about it. So this is out. We know they're trafficking these children right to your face. And folks, I've never done this on this channel. Here it is. Everybody's circulating this. This Breaking 911 put this video out. Dave Rubin put this out on Twitter as well. So here it is, people. For the first time on this channel. Here it is. The criminal regime is being asked about child trafficking. Q was right again. And look at her response, people. This is official. She's officially looking America right to their face and intellectualizing away the trafficking of innocent children. And she's telling you, yeah, you know, the sponsors, you know, the drug cartel, she's admitting that the enemy is purchasing these children. Folks, listen carefully to the words. She chooses her words carefully. This is an admission of human.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here.
4:29 a.m. Well, early in the morning.
Here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight. It is our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children until they swift.
Translation, it's early flights. Yeah, I admit we're trafficking them. Let me help you translate. I don't want this renegade Ian to get away with too many lies. So let me translate. She already admitted. Yeah, so what? We're trafficking these children. Next lie.
Plea can be swiftly unified with a parent or a vetted sponsor. And
boom, a vetted sponsor, that means the cartels, the customers. You need customers. Does anyone think that they are finding them Jesus Christ loving Christian families? Come on, people. They're admitting that they're getting these innocent children to their sexual customers. Period. Let's look at Satan in the eye, folks. We're in the book of Revelation now. Get ready. Arm yourself with the helmet of salvation. Come on, folks. Let's do it. Spiritual warfare. Join me.
That's something we take seriously. We have a moral.
Translate moral. See that? When satanic demons are talking about morality, red alert. Call in the police. Pray. There is no morality with these demons.
A right obligation to...
To satisfy our customers, is what she is saying.
To do that and deliver on that. As a part of...
We believe that you are delivering those children. We believe you. God will judge you people. No one will escape the judgment of the Lord.
The unification process, our Office of Refugee Resettlement facilitates travel for children in its custody to their families or sponsors across the country.
There it is again with the word sponsor. These children are not objects. They don't belong to you. Because a couple days ago, before they came in, they had a family. There's a mom and there's a dad. Everybody else is nothing more than flesh. You're transporting human souls. This is human trafficking right to your face, ladies and gentlemen.
Country. So in recent weeks, unaccompanied children passed through the Westchester Airport, which I think...
Luckily, because we allowed them and we encouraged it with the drug cartels.
That's what you're referring to, en route to their final destination to be unified with their parents or vetted sponsors.
Yeah, or vetted. There is no parents involved. Period. All right, folks. You guys know it. All right. There are no parents involved because a parent is still in El Salvador or Mexico or wherever they came from. In Honduras, they're back home in the kitchen cooking things. That's where the parents are. And then, all right. I shouldn't really play any of these leftist videos because they all get work me up. Right? But anyway, folks. And then someone else posted another video of the Raggedy Ann is lying again. Build back better, people. Listen in. Again, you can't make this
pay
up.
Pay ransoms, even if that is not the case. So that is also something that remains a concern to us, but I can't get into more operational details.
The president still believes that build back better will not add a dime to the national debt.
Correct, it won't.
Why should Americans believe that?
Here it is, people. This is a big question. Why should Americans believe that the Build Back Better Marxist hardcore, this totally Green New Deal plan, why would you believe that it's not going to add any debt to the taxpayers? You think this would be a long answer, right? But again, listen to her answer, people.
Because it won't. Go ahead.
Right. Again, people, that's enough for right now. Because it won't. Next question. All right, folks, you guys get it. That is the world that we are living in. That's a complicated question. Because it won't. Shut up. Next. That is the way this works. All right. Disrespect. They're admitting their crimes and open right to your face. But they don't care. Think about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's zoom through some big topics. I have probably more topics today than I normally would on a Tuesday night. So, folks, I want to touch on the climate cult is a big, big deal with me. Keep an eye. Don't get too obsessed with the virus and the vaccine and forget that the climate cult is the number one mothership. And I thought about it today, really, if you think about it. The vaccine, what did I say? The virus is the new world order. The vaccine is the implementation of the Great Reset. The vaccine mandates. And the climate cult is the blueprint for the beast system. We can see what they've been doing for weeks. Here it is again. Now we have another story. So let us keep an eye on the climate cult. Think about that. Thousands fly to United Nations climate cult summit where leaders will slam human carbon footprints. We've been tracking this. We know that. And they're using this as a guise for all of our leaders to meet with the Pope to discuss the Great Reset and the final implementation of the beast system. I believe. When I'm talking about the beast system, just so everybody knows, I don't... That's just my personal take on the beast system. We'll see what happens, right? But this looks like the blueprint for the beast system. And so we're going to keep an eye on this. Climate summit later this month, right? So it's coming up, what, next week? next couple days, right, will provide a platform for the New World Order, I'm just translating, with the Truth and Art to Be translation machine, to lecture the public, to the New World Order, to brainwash the public about how to transition to the fourth industrial revolution predicted by Klaus Schwab. And they can do that because we know that that's going to strengthen the CCP by lying to everyone that human carbon footprints are allegedly destroying the planet. So we're going to get this thing started in Scotland real soon. Be aware of this. We have this beast, this Moloch sacrifice human psychiatric patient. We talked about her dancing around. So be aware of this very deep, dark, and be aware, people, that these kids, again, I know I've said this many times, but not everyone comes to every one of these shows. So be aware. The children that are brainwashed with the climate cult, they are going to be so evil. They're going to commit so many crimes. They're going to kill so many people and commit so many acts of terror, you cannot even wrap it around your brain. You have a generation of these young kids that actually believe, A, that there's no God, because how can you believe that there's a God if you really think the climate is, the earth is destroying itself? Think about it. To believe this, you have to necessarily not believe in God. So now you have these young kids that don't believe in God, that feel that they're afraid, they're brainwashed, they're completely emotionally manipulated, and they think that you and I, the average normal people that are intelligent, we are evil demons to them. So get ready for children. I think we're going to see a lot of these children. They're going to be murdering their own family members. They're going to be doing big time stuff because they feel that they are in the right. This is a global cult that I said it right a year ago, 2 years ago on this channel. The climate cult is going to morph into a very, very dangerous, violent global cult. This is going to come down to violence. Wait till the Patriots return, and because they're never going to get their way, people. You think they're going to roll over and say, I guess I was wrong about this cult. They're going to go full, all the way. We're going to see actual, I think, people that are going to actually do like jihads. They're going to kill themselves. Get ready. If you don't understand what I'm saying, go look up Weathermen Underground. Come back. All right. Just another reminder. And then let's go keep going, right? Developing nations demand more than $1 trillion per year from West to combat climate change. And ladies and gentlemen, maybe we'll get into this more later, but be aware that the climate change cult is one gigantic money laundering operation to fund the New World Order. And go look go look at drop number 4750 and drop number 1241. Help yourself. Get back. But that's what it's all about. This is how they do it. And the deep state is moving big, right? They're trying to get this infrastructure deal. If you look at everything they've been doing this year, the deep state has been busy trying to create revenue. They need to have the IRS come after you for every $600 transaction. Anything they're salivating, they need money. Money, 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 money. And this is a big money situation for the deep state. This is how they make their money. Get the word out. If you didn't know this, now you do. Because this is one of the mission of this channel started back in 2012, literally at the beginning of January 2012. And this is one of the first topics that I covered many years ago. Go back. All right. And then let's keep going, right? Manchin, right? Joe Manchin throws a wrench into Democrats' climate plans again. Be aware of that. Maybe we'll leave it at that, all right? Just be aware of that. And we have, there it is, people. Hussein is coming out. Barack Obama teams with celebrities for YouTube climate special to celebrate Mother Earth. Again, this is the front line of the evil. The evil that surrounds us is a two-edged evil. We have to keep covering it on this channel. You cannot not see it. Anybody, I don't care if they're 1 year old, two, three, four, five, anybody, any teenager, anyone believing the climate cult, they have basically have been sacrificed to Moloch. I had enough with this climate cult. It's not just not true. It's evil. That's the problem with right-wing media. All these years, they've been trying to scientifically debunk it, but not looking any further. Folks, this is pure evil. You're going to have a lot of angry children that feel, all these kids, they are going to, they think, and these are celebrities, right? These kids that they're rolling out, right? These South Korean pop, K-pop group, black, whoever these demons are, right? I guarantee you these people have millions of followers, whoever these, right? Billie Eilish. For whoever these demons are, folks, you better believe it. These are celebrities with a lot of followers, right? Jaden Smith, The Muppets, SpongeBob, SquarePants, all these demons. But anyway, they're brainwashing your children, everybody. And they are being told that because of the regular people like us, we are the ones that are killing them. So when they see Bernie, they see, look, that guy's killing me. Think about him. Whew. Common sense. So the other side of this evil war that we face right now, at least, another precipice, another edge of this problem is the vaccine. I want to put this out. Ladies and gentlemen, this Trump Surgeon General Adams, right? This Jerome Adams. I could never settle in my heart. There's something about this guy that I really don't like. I don't trust this guy. I'm not going to really put too much attention on him today. He is coming out and he's defending the obvious vaccine death of Colin Powell. He knows that. So the deep state is making phone calls yesterday while we were alive, right? Boom. And then they need someone. No one believes Fauci. So he is answering the call, people. This, right? This, again, Jerome Adams, he got the call and he goes straight to the worst, lowest ranking network. This proves to me that he's changed. And to begin with, just take a look. I want to take a look at what is happening tonight where they're bringing this guy on CNN. Look what he does. Listen in, folks.
Bring in former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams. Welcome back to primetime. And, you know,
think about it. Stop right there. Look where he went, straight to CNN. They know that the world clearly can see that Colin Powell is dead because of the vaccine. I'm asking my audience to open your eyes, look at your clock, look at the calendar you have at home, if you have one. Look at the timing. And we know what he's going to say. His job is to go on CNN, Communist News Network, today, and basically let everyone know that Colin Powell died because of COVID, not the vaccine. But I'm not even going to play it. What I do want you to hear is the beginning of what he's saying. Let's listen.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, shut up, stupid. I'm not going to. All right, folks, I just want to notice how they're building up the emotion. This is PSYOP. But after this Chris Cuomo, I mean, between him and Brian Stelter, right? I apologize, people. But let's fast forward. Listen to what he's going to say right from the beginning.
Well, thanks for having me on and allowing me to talk a little bit about General Powell. I came from a military family. I grew up idolizing Colin Powell.
Why?
I didn't care.
Why did you idolize Colin Powell? Why?
Care what party he was a part of.
He didn't care what party Colin Powell was part of. What did you care about?
I care that he was someone who looked like me, standing next to the president of.
I just cared that he was someone that looked like me. I didn't care about Colin Powell's values. I just cared that he was black. He's admitting that he's a racist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming time to call out. I don't know about you guys. Thank you, Jesus, because I could never say this on YouTube, right? I'm kind of getting sick of the black supremacist movement. I'm beginning to despise black supremacists like way more than I would have ever hated white supremacy. I'm beginning to really despise black people that are white, black supremacists. I'm sick of it. They're way worse than the white supremacist people. We don't care about your skin color, sir. Again, people, this is shocking. Listen to it for yourself.
Party
again.
He was a part of. I just care that he was someone who looked like me standing next to the president of the United States. And even in the current administration, the most diverse ever, it's still rare, incredibly rare, to see a black man, someone from a group that is more likely to be incarcerated than to be in medical school.
Shut up. Why? Why won't you talk about that the Democrats, this is a party of the KKK, you guys are the one that have created all these horrible black criminals. He knows that. But again, people, the only way, I'm not going to glorify this demon. Again, I'm done with this Powell guy. But the reason, so anyway, they bring on this black guy who's now a black supremacist. You spout black supremacy. You guys know what I want. I think what we should do to all these black supremacists. Game time. Enough. They brought him on as basically, this is damage control. The world can, no, you could be stupid, deaf, dumb, and blind. Everybody knows that Colin Powell died because of the vaccine. And we know that Biden yesterday, he was pretending that he's a doctor making these big statements when he's never been to med school. So they have to roll this punk out and just so that you guys, so that we know that he's part of this agenda, just to put the icing on the cake, they ask Mr., right, this Mark Malcolm, wannabe Malcolm X, to come on and that's basic, folks, they basically, you come on and, you know, keep protect the Great Reset. Just do it, Powell. And matter of fact, when you come on, you could push racism. We love you. Click. That's what they're doing. Two for one. That's what this is about. They bring you on. You're supposed to be the Surgeon General, and you're going to spout black supremacy nonsense? Really? This is a disgrace. Shame on Trump. Forever bringing this guy on. I had enough of this demon. I don't ever want to look at his face again. And by the way, people, look at this. This is, again, back to this demon. Adams, right? Take a look. That this demon, look what it says here. February 2020, Adams was appointed to the task force for dealing with COVID. Adams initially downplayed the risk from COVID-19. By comparing it to the flu, and he was right, which was criticized by the Marxists, not the experts, the Marxists. He also implored people not to buy or use face masks. We agree with you, Malcolm X. Why did you change, liar? And I want people to see it with their own two eyes. He told people the mask was a joke. He was against the mask because he said they were not effective, which he was right. Read the box. In preventing the general public from catching the coronavirus that causes COVID, which he was dead on, in other words. He was vindicated. But the Marxists not only pulled him in, but look what they did to this demon. So I just want people to see that he was with us. He knew the virus was a hoax and the masks don't work. And look what they're using him now to what he is doing. Folks, they are trying to kill black people. So he comes on there pretending he's a pro-black. And so black young men and women are going to see this. Oh, yo, he's a former Surgeon General. Yo, he's with us. He's black. Yo, man, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get the back. Boom, now you're dead. So he is committing war crimes. Leave it at that. The truth is right in front of you. And there it is, people. Trump comes out, calls it out. Yeah, screw this guy. This guy was a criminal, a war criminal. While President Trump releases statement on Colin Powell does not hold back. Probably a lot of you guys already saw this. Trump destroys his statement like he should have. He made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction. Beat treated to death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. Yeah, Trump is, he can't. Well, you know what? Trump is, I would love Trump to put out a statement on this punk. Yeah, get this clown. Get out of here. This is not a game anymore. And this guy is claims to be a doctor and an anesthesiologist. He is committing war crimes. Don't forget, people. I said it. I showed you guys last night. There is a real price to pay. You want to play games? Hey, Mr. Powell. Sir. Mr. Jerome Powell. Here it is, people. I'm going to show you guys again. I think we went over this yesterday, right? Warning to Mr. Powell. Doctors and nurses. Oh, you, Mr. Powell. I was just carrying out orders. It's not a legal defense. You will be on trial for war crimes and held accountable. We read this yesterday. Period. You don't get to go on Communist News Network and sell the vaccine even more, seeing that Powell, obviously, or Colin Powell, excuse, right? I should have said Mr. Jerome Adams, right? Warning to Adams. Excuse me. You guys know what I meant. Mr. Adams, are you seeing this warning? We all know that Powell died from the vaccine. All right. Anyway, people, big, big moment. This is a big, big deal, people. This is really, real big deal. That's what I want to cover. All right. So be aware of that. And ladies and gentlemen, right? Am I not? War Angel says Powell might have got the kiss of death. Juan Carlos is stepping in and says, when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Right, and all right, people are chiming in. How are we doing on the Foxhole crowd? And, you know, let's see here. Sergeant Peterson is stepping in, says, I fought in his wars. And Sergeant Peterson, he should be upset. Right? And what else? What is the Rumble crowd saying? Are people stepping in? Stevie D is stepping in with a big comment. All right, we'll leave that one. And then what somebody else says, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Wake up, America 17 is saying. And Ladar is stepping in. Okay. Maybe he took the blue pill instead of the impalement. Clearly, this, right? This, I'm confusing all these names, right? But this Jerome Adams, excuse, you know, clearly they flipped him around and, or they, what, I don't really care at this point. But the fact that he comes on CNN right away trying to sound like the Malcolm X before Malcolm X was converted, right? Just sounding like a hardcore black supremacist. Who cares? I mean, nobody cares about your skin color. And, you know, again, for a guy that claims he went to military and he became a doctor, you are proof that skin color doesn't matter at all. Why are you bringing it up? I'm tired of these black racists. Enough. They think that, and nobody cares about your race. All right, folks. Meanwhile, take a look. We have, this is never, I'm just going to show people some quick headlines, right? This Illinois governor, there it is, keeping the mask mandate in place. Of course, as cases drop in maskless Florida. So this is about control. And these people, again, like this Jerome Adams, are pushing the PSYOP. It's all there. And then Lori Lightfoot, right, the mayor in Chicago, accuses police union of attempting to induce, quote, induce an insurrection somehow. They're throwing everything on the wall, people. They are trying to cling on to their great reset. That's what this is about. Accusing the police of inducing an insurrection by not getting experimental vaccine. They are doing everything. They're rolling everyone out. They're lying. They're watching people die. They're committing war crimes. They're violating Nuremberg Code. They're rolling out all these officials to, it is pure sorcery. Do not, I don't care, folks, when we get this thing together, it's not like if Trump comes back and everything gets good. No, we're still going to get you, Mr. All these people. We're still going to get all these people. Mr. Adams, we're coming for you. We're recording what you were saying. We've got the videos. You are going to be tried for treason, for war crimes against humanity. We have to hold everyone accountable, people. It doesn't, in other words, if somebody says something that we have to later on retroactively go back in time and hold them accountable for crimes against humanity, plain and simple, is what I'm saying. All right? And then we have this: hospital closes, emergency room, urgent care, after nurses go on strike. Human suffering is at an all-time high. Teacher shortages crippling nations, public schools. It's happening everywhere, all right? So think about it. This is what the Great Reset is all about. When I throw a lot of bad news, you know what that means, right? I'm going to come right back, boom, with updates, progress, good news, information that you should think about that might make you feel a little better, all right? I need to watch my throat. Okay, let's do this, right? Big Shrimp says, people who think they can their way out of this tyranny are fools. Comp their way out. Okay. Again, people, you can't go on. It's one thing to have an opinion. It's another thing to go on CNN and try to induce the masses to get to kill themselves even more. That's a big deal. All right, folks, take a look. Meanwhile, Southwest drops plan to get rid of unvaccinated staff by December deadline. This is an example of proof that protests work. This is why people are saying we are the plan. It's not. Did the military do this? No. We the people did this. But we that come to this channel and those of us that follow Trump's back channel, we're not stupid. We understand that the war that we are in is a twofold war. We have to do our part and we have to let Durham and the White Hats do their part. Just because we are waiting for justice to come doesn't mean that we are stupid enough to think that the military somehow is going to save us. No, this was created by we the people. The reason this is happening is because of the Great Awakening. Think about it. And this, you know, maybe we'll skip it. Well, this is, you know, somebody's putting this out. This officer is saying goodbye. This is happening everywhere. Maybe I guess we'll listen to some of this. He is playing. Listen in. He is saying goodbye. This guy, listen in.
Due to my personal choice to take a moral stand against for medical freedom and personal choice, I will be signing out of service for the last time today.
Really? I don't know if you guys can hear that, but he is basically saying due to his personal stance for health freedom. And he is signing out. And you can hear, he's been at this for many years.
It's nearly 17 years of service.
There it is. 17 years of service. And he recorded himself saying goodbye. Think about it. And he starts crying at the end. Listen carefully. It's heartbreaking, but this is happening everywhere.
We've accomplished great things here and built amazing friendships along the way. You've led your crew in DYRS year after year, been an FTO, a DRE, and peer support member, and most recently made sergeant last year. This agency is losing an outstanding, hardworking, determined, and caring individual. I'm honored to have been your dispatcher, but mostly proud to be your wife. Our future is bright. Thank you so much for your service, 110.
And thank you for yours and for being by my side.
There it is, people. Welcome to the New World Order. Some videos you have to see. I know some of you have probably given up your jobs or been fired. he understands what we were saying on this channel. I was saying this right a long time ago, and everyone has to decide. 17 years. You don't get freedom back. You only get one body. Keep that in mind. You give up your freedom, you let somebody put something in your body that you don't want. What's the point of putting on this uniform? He understands. He has a great value system. That's a healthy-minded individual. Common sense. There is no job in the world. See, the deep state, they were hoping that you would give up. You would want your job and your money so bad that you, in exchange, you would give them their new world order. That's, they were counting on that. But you could see people like him, these are the people that fought in the Revolutionary War. I promise you this, people. It were men like this. This is why America exists, because of people like him. And we are now, we get to meet some of the real heroes. We get to meet them and be like, wow, get their autograph. These are the actual, this is the spirit of 1776. There's nothing worth, I mean, there people are finding out. Give me liberty or give me death is not just a phrase. All right, and then to wrap up tonight, right? Let's be aware, people. The deep state making big moves. January 6th panel votes on holding Steve Bannon in contempt. This is happening tonight. But be aware, I'm throwing this out. Listen carefully. Ironically, Politico is putting this out. House hopes what? To defy history in criminal contempt case against Bannon. The House has pushed to prosecute Steve Bannon for defying his January 6th investigators. Relies on what? On a law that hasn't produced a conviction in decades and could take years to litigate. Which you mean to tell me by the time this litigates, the Patriots would be in control? Boom! Now we can see why Bannon is talking the way he is. Moves and counter moves. Welcome to criminal contempt of Congress. It's going to be messy, they're saying. Contempt is one of the House's only tools to punish witnesses who refuse to cooperate, but it's riddled with legal loopholes and ambiguities that could allow Donald Trump's allies to bury the January 6th Select Committee in Byzantine court challenges without ever producing new evidence about the former president's effort to overturn the 2020 election. Quote, the committee has a rough road to hoe, said former House counsel Steve Brandt, who helped orchestrate the referral of the then EPA chief to the Justice Department for criminal contempt of Congress in 82. Quote, you have no clear, easy path to compliance. Check, mate. Pencil neck is not going to like this. And there, I just want to throw this out. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I think it's ironic that even Politico is putting this out. They're trying to look for a loophole. Obviously, Steve Bannon must know about this. And I can imagine Trump is on the phone with him. Like, yeah, forget these guys. Click. You decide. And if that ain't enough for the deep state, look at this. The Trump is coming out. The committee isn't seeking the truth. It's seeking communist-style political persecution of President Trump and the America First Patriots. And, translation, and Steve Bannon. President Trump on the unconstitutional actions of January 6th committee. Right there. Think about that. And also, these all go together. Ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up tonight, so we have Trump making that big statement. We're going to see what other things that Trump is saying. This is a big story. Are you paying attention? This is a big, big deal. I think, speaking of January 6th, right? This is one of those, people. Look at the timing. FBI raids home of Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska this morning in D.C. He's connected to what? The Steele dossier. Yeah, I think that's interesting that they're raiding this guy's home. Look at this. There's no mention in today's reporting of FBI's effort to have Deripaska work for them in 2016. And NBC is saying, quote, the reason for their presence, they, the FBI, raiding this guy's home, the reason for their presence wasn't immediately clear. Right there. They wouldn't elaborate of the activity at the home. Now, I'm just going to throw some things out. I don't know for sure what's going on. None of us do, right? But, A, look at the timing. One day after this guy, right? This Christopher Steele, one day after he goes on TV, what, CNN or NBC, one of the, right? Yesterday? With CNN, right? One day after he goes on CNN, boom. While we're seeing a road for Steve Bannon to get out of, and Trump is making big statements. So, is Trump's Christopher Wray, which is another option, is Trump's Christopher Wray reminding the deep state that he is Trump's Christopher Wray? Think about it. And by the way, people, this is a bonus for, you know, this is normally something I would drop on the members channel. But since we have no video this week, right, on the members channel, here it is, people. Don't forget that Ray just said back in March, FBI, put it this way, people. Let me make it one step better. Why don't we, Christopher Wray, can you tell us what's going on? Are you Trump's Christopher Wray? Hold on, folks. Let's hear it again.
The Horowitz Report. Can you tell me how many people you have referred for prosecution at the FBI as a result of the Horowitz Report?
Well, for prosecution or for discipline?
For prosecution first. Just give me numbers because I don't want to abuse my time.
Well, I you know, the prosecution issue related to anything to do with the Horowitz Report
is
in the hands
fired?
Of Inspector.
I get it. How many of you fired?
So all the people, most of the people involved in the Horowitz Report are former employees. Of the ones who are current, every single one of them, even if mentioned only in passing, has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, which is our disciplinary arm. Now that piece, and this is important, that piece of it, because we're cooperating fully with Mr. Durham's investigation.
You're what? Because what?
Mr. Durham's investigation.
What?
At his cooperating fully with.
Folks, we got to hear this again.
That piece of it, because we're cooperating fully with Mr. Durham's investigation.
What time? You mean fully, fully?
We're cooperating fully with Mr. Durham's investigation. At his request, we had slowed that process down to allow his criminal investigation to proceed. So at the moment, that process is still underway in order to make sure that we're being appropriately sensitive to the criminal investigation.
He knows what's happening. And I think, like I said way back in March, that this was a staged question. Because one more time, Trump's Christopher
has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, which is our disciplinary arm. Now that piece, and this is important, that piece of it, because we're cooperating fully with Mr. Durham's investigation, at his
right there, at his request, so you're taking orders from Durham? All right, Mr. Wray, you know, sometimes, you know, we need to be refreshed on just a couple things. I needed to hear that again, you know, because emotions get in the way. I mean, the open borders, Afghanistan, the whole, all the stuff we've been covering every day, all the corruption and the destroying the economy, and police officers are retiring and walking away after 17 years right in front of our face, crying. Everybody's losing their jobs, and the military is forcing people to get the vaccine. The end of the world is here. Everything is horrible. We have China launching nuclear missiles and laughing it off. And everybody, you know, Biden, everybody's having a good old time. And, you know, we, hey, look, Mr. Ray, we know that you are deep state. Wink, wink. And, you know, you're with Antifa, right? Sometimes with all that emotion from all that negative stuff, at least if this were a court trial, I am making my case that maybe the best is yet to come. Maybe I'm wrong. In the end, you guys can all laugh at me. But you decide, and maybe we'll wrap with this, people. Forget what I'm saying. How about let's see what the real estate guy from New York is saying. Yeah, Trump is coming out today. Where do we begin? Right here. Well, it's finally happened. The late, great Thomas Jefferson, one of our most important founding fathers and a principal writer of the Constitution of the United States, is being evicted from the magnificent New York City Council Chamber, he says. And then he says, next, who would have thought this would ever be possible? I did, and I called it long ago. Next up, Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, and of course, George Washington. The radical left has gone crazy and it's hurting our country badly. Yes, my name is Trump. The end of the world is here. But, there's always a but, right? But, someday, when? Soon. I like that word. Someday soon, sane people will be back and our country will be respected again. I like that a lot. Yeah, Trump, we believe you. That is why you are doing these, you know, commentating these boxing events and laughing it off, walking around and having a good old time. Because you know that someday soon, you have to get back to work. Trump reminds me of somebody that's on a long vacation. Hey, what? Hey, I'm in the Bahamas. Hey, I tell you what, I'll be back soon. You know, get on the plane. Yeah. All right, for your consideration, God bless you. It's not my intention to spread unnecessary hope, but it's also not my intention to spread unnecessary, right, pessimism. It's not all one way. Humanity doesn't work that way. I've always asked people to look and think of the logical breakdown, the logical situation. Think logically. But you need to do your part, which is why, as we showed you, right, things are changing. Why do you need to do your part? Right here, people. Because that is people power can change things. Kaboom! While Trump is making these statements about things that are going to happen soon. People need to do their part. That is how it works. God bless you all. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel, ladies and gentlemen. Check out TruthEnergyTV.com. You guys know it. We've got the banner right there. All the questions. You can go right to the site. Hopefully, I'll see some of you guys this weekend at the Forgotten Country Patriot Double Down event, which I will be a featured speaker along with lots of other incredible patriots. You guys know the deal. We've gone through the list. Take a look and look for people that you might want to hear speak. Don't forget to tune in on MAGA TV, right? MAGAinfo.tv. A lot of incredible patriots will be there this weekend joining me and all of us, right? It's going to be a great moment. And these are the top people that are in control of are fighting back for election integrity right there. Fincham, Borelli, and Bia Sushi, right? And Wendy Rogers. These are the people that are fighting back, all right? Take a look. You guys know all the rest. A lot of us are going to be there. Be aware of all of us. And, you know, folks, We've gone through the list. Be there. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel. My friends. All right? Get yourself a nice t-shirt, or if you haven't done so yet, get yourself some food at My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithtruthandrtv.com. Take a look at the link in the description box. Right? That's an easy way to do it. And get yourself emergency food supply, folks. Yeah, things are coming, are going to be happening, but will we be watching the darkest winter ever before it does? Why wait? Prepare today, my friends, and get free shipping. Boom, on some solid. Get yourself a 3-month supply. You're going to be in great shape. It's like great meals. You guys understand, right? God bless you. Ludia says, Bernie will be greatly appreciated. God bless you. Pray for me that I could put aside, I don't need attention. I just don't. But that I can stay focused on what people need to hear. That's what it's all about. It's not about, I mean, I'm on, you know, talking to some people. Next thing you know, it's not about any one person. I think it's important. I think every speaker knows this. They're hopefully, you don't know nowadays, right? Some people want it. They want the spotlight. But in the end, folks, it's about really cherishing the moment and, you know, telling people what they need to hear, right? God bless you all. I'll be back tomorrow. If you have questions, we'll change things up tomorrow, all right? We'll go over some stories, but we'll have answer questions, all right? God bless you all. I hope this program is a blessing to you. Get the word out about this channel, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for joining me in this journey. God bless. Much Texas. Peace to you. God bless you for protecting your voice. Somebody said. I'm trying. God bless. I love you all. Get back to the moment.